question that was recently asked me regarding Casals I found of special interest. The individual who asked it, himself a distinguished musician, had read the book Joys and Sorrows and quoted to me a line from it which truly reflects something that Casals believes very deeply. And that was the line, "I have believed all my life in the perfectibility of man." And then this musician went on to say that Casals talks elsewhere about a revealed truth in the music of the past, as if there had been, let us say, a descent from the artistic achievement of man, and isn't there then something of a contradiction between this viewpoint of believing in the perfectibility of man, yet viewing past accomplishments as exceeding present ones?
Well, we have talked a lot about it because it disturbs everybody, you know, that a man of his stature, of his musical intelligence, just doesn't grasp what goes on today, or he does not want to grasp it.
Well, I would say that in one sense, there is not a contradiction, and in another sense, there is. The time element seems to me relatively unimportant. I believe our own immediate period, that is, the period of the last few decades, has made it manifestly clear that society does not move steadily in one direction, nor do its artistic manifestations move steadily in one direction. There was a Germany in which the names of men like Beethoven or Heine or Bach or Einstein were well known. And there was a Germany in which men like Hitler or Goebbels or Goering or Himmler were well known. Now, I can, of course, point, as anyone can, to the fact that the arts disintegrated during the Hitlerian period. It happens to be my own personal belief that the arts have disintegrated in America to a great extent during the last two or three decades because of the decline in our own particular society.